Hello again, this is Rebecca here, and I'm tuning in to talk to you about Resident Evil 5. And I'm choosing this one in my list of just a few that I'm picking out because this song was really instrumental, we might say, in getting me a job at The Escapist. I had the idea for a video for it, and up until this point, what we had envisaged for this project was just making songs, and the whole idea of videos hadn't really featured in our thinking. I just started to develop this idea of, you know, what would you do if you had a zombie pet and you know maybe you'd play lock on with each other and cards and hide and seek in the house and stuff, and just thought it would be really fun to make that video. And I didn't really know how I was going to do it. It was a really lo-fi video. I mean, they all were, obviously, really, but it was the first one that I made. And it, some of you may not realize that, because if you came to me via The Escapist, we re-released this one because we liked it. My experience of the game itself, it's like, wow, this is so impressive. It's like a film. It's just incredible what we can make these days. Like, wow. And really blown away by it. And then it's just like, once you get playing it, you're just like, oh, all of that amazing creativity for like just this, like basically shooting zombies. Yeah, so I had a kind of real disappointment with it. It just turned out to be really kind of vile and violent, and you know, and obviously there was a lot of controversy. And I thought about getting into that that debate about the sort of racism. And I just didn't know really how to tackle it, to be honest, because it felt really like icky and sticky and difficult to kind of comment on in a song. And so I kind of veered more towards the element of violence, which is something that I did a lot, actually, which I just couldn't help because there is so much violence in games, and it always stuck out to me. Like, I mean, I am a sensitive person. How to do that in a way that's not like really awful, and so trying to bring a bit of humour to it. What was the musical inspiration for the song? I wanted to create with this one something a bit more funky. Everything else that I'd done up to this point had been kind of very acoustic and folky and banjo and all of that. And I wanted to do something a bit cooler. I was going to try and be cool with this song. And I mean, this is all in relation to my own work. I mean, to actually be cool would be something else. I kind of like dug into the whole like beats thing and getting loops. And I think I recorded some of the drum parts on my cajon, which is like a little box drum. How long did it take to write, and which bits were easy and which took longer? This song was quite difficult to write, and I did agonise over it and take a long time, and it was kind of line by line. It's one of those songs, sometimes this happens, that you start writing something and you write a line and then you don't know where to go next, and you have to go and like do something really inanimate for a while just to, and you don't even really realise that you're doing this, but what you're doing is processing and letting the next lyric come to you. But you don't go off thinking like, I'm just going to let it come to me. You go off and you like pick wax off the carpet, or you know, something like that, and you just think, oh, I'm such a loser, I'm picking wax off the carpet when I should be writing this song. And you know, you beat yourself up about it, but actually it's all part of the creative process. And you can get some kind of crazy things done in that sort of time as well, you know, like find like bugs down the back of the radiator and things. What sort of comments has the song had from listeners? I mean, I don't think this song really would ever convince anyone to try and hug a zombie whilst playing Resident Evil 5. I don't think anyone probably tried that after listening to the song. And I don't think it probably really affected anybody's viewpoint on the violence in the game either, to be honest. I probably failed in my mission, but you know, people enjoyed it, I think. It springboarded me and took me to the next part of my journey. I'm going to play you a version of the song, and let me just get my guitar. This version is one that I've arranged differently to how I originally recorded it, and I've sort of found a nice little detuning that I quite like. to play this song. I'll see you next time for some more jabberings.
You don't scare me, Resident Evil 5, even though I'm a girl with light blue eyes. In the dark, playing till morning light, watching blood oozing from zombie eyes. Me, Resident Evil 5, even though your graphics are bona fide, and Chris's arms and Shiva's boobs blow my mind. This is nothing more than shooting zombie hide. It's not their fault. Don't shoot them. Try to hug them and hold them instead. It's not their fault.
Rebecca Mays Live is a recording for GamePeople.co.uk. Rebecca Mays appears as herself. The editor and producer was Andy Robertson. Each live track, available from GamePeople.co.uk.